then you know, see how business is going, because Bill hasn't even spoken.
Dan City.
Yeah, is this Dan?
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Fine.
Good to hear. Hey, I was just checking in to see where you guys are at on the, you know, the process of bringing on that new truck that vendor came by.
The chassis is supposed to be dropped. They just talked to me yesterday, Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Okay, and they gave you guys the quote and everything with that?
No, they still have to build the truck.
Oh, and then after
then
that they're going to...
Yeah, then I can give you the paperwork.
I gotcha. It's almost done being built right now, though.
Well, yeah, they had to wait for the chassis, so the chassis dropped at the dealership, then they have to put a body on it.
Oh, I see. So they've been taking care of all that this, you know, this week and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, do you ever get a chance to, you know, go over that application and, you know, have any questions or anything like that?
No, like I said, there's a couple other guys involved, too, that are fighting for the business, so I'm not sending anything in until I get the quote from the dealer in writing, then I'll send you guys all a quote and you can come up with your best offer.
Okay, you said you had a general ballpark for it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it's roughly, I think it was 80,
85,000. Yeah, that's what I remember from the first time we talked. I know you're pretty busy and, you know, whatnot, too, but, and, you know, you said there's a few more people looking at that, too? Who else?
Yeah,
were
I haven't sent anything out to any of these people until I get the paperwork from the dealer, then I can go from there.
I gotcha. Well, was that with like local bank out there, or I mean, some brokers? Who else is that you're going with?
It's other brokers.
Okay. I mean, with people you've worked with before, or just kind of shopped around?
Well, one's Beacon. You ever heard of Beacon?
Yeah, of course. They're, you know, in our industry.
Yeah, and then there was one other one. Santana Bank or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, just kind of curious. I was just going to say, you know, it's always, do you have, you know, when you do tend to finance, do you have, you know, a bank that you do tend to lean on when you, you know, do you look to bring stuff on, or do you kind of just shop around every time?
We shop around every time.
All right. We actually had a, you know, a filing down that you guys had with, looks like GE a few years back, so it looks like you guys work with them as well.
Well, what happened with GE, the company that had my loan originally went out of business and sold the loan to GE.
Oh, okay, I see.
That's what happens a lot of times with these guys. They
right.
They're brokers, and then all of a sudden they're like, what was the name of that one? Alliance Financial.
Yeah, they're another one of our, you know, in our industry as well.
Yeah, well, years ago they went out of, they sold out.
Yeah.
Right. So we had loans, and they sold loans to someone else.
Yeah, right.
Most of their repossessions.
Okay, I see.
Trucks.
I see. Yeah, well, I was just going to say, you know, it's kind of always good to, you know, kind of pick one and go with them, because, you know, some of these people will almost, you know, outsource your info, especially with brokers. You know, it's not necessarily them that's going to be, you know, dealing with the process. You know, they're going to be outsourcing your info, and, you know, it can negatively affect your credit and, you know, whatnot like that. So, you know, just something to keep in mind with that. But, you know, it is also always good to shop around and see your other options. And, you know, we also do have a match or beat policy. So if you ever do end up getting any of those quotes or anything back from, you know, the competitors, if you want to just let me know about them, you're not too happy about the rates, we can definitely work out something, you know, easier for you, better, that you like better. And, you know, that's how we work over here. So,
yeah, like we just got one from Capital One.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, because it was a company out of Virginia we bought a truck from.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat everybody.
Well, how was it? I mean, what was it?
It was 3%.
It's a pretty good rate, too. I mean...
Yeah, they beat Ally Financial.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue, too, so... Yeah, I'm not too concerned about that, but yeah, just wanted to, you know, check where you're at in the process and, you know, discuss it a little with you. I know you're pretty busy and have a lot going on out there, but...
I'll definitely keep you in mind as soon as they, like I said, build the truck. After they build the truck, then, you know, we go to town and get financed and stuff like that.
No, for sure. I was going to say, too, I mean, if you even wanted to, you know, get the ball rolling on that process, so that way, you know, you had, you know, an idea of what you could shop with, you know, with us by time, you know, you were looking to bring that on, you didn't have to wait later on in the process to hear back from us, and we have a real fast turnaround, so, you know, just another option to keep in mind with that.
Okay, good enough.
Good enough, but you did get the email, though, and, you know, the application, everything like that, right?
I don't know if I did. It's, let's see, what email did you send it to? I have three.
Looks like last one I sent it to is dancity11@gmail.com.
Yep.
Perfect. Do you want me to shoot another copy over so it's, you know, fresh on the inbox?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, definitely. I guess I'll check back next week if I don't hear anything and, you know, touch base. But like I said, if you want to get the ball rolling, we can, you know, get that started.
Alrighty.
All right, Dan, nice touching base with you.
All right, thanks, bye.
Thanks, bye.